Last time I spoke, which hasn't been that long ago, the world was in a different state. What we know as reality today has completely changed. And that's not to say the world was different, fundamentally. Godlessness is still pervasive. The law of God is still ignored. And the love of God, exemplified by keeping that law, by his laws, is not present, still isn't. Each of us has a unique responsibility today to live in times that are being fulfilled in the culmination of prophetic prophecies. And it's a responsibility each of us hold, because we aren't called, none of us were called to this way just to hide away. We were called to be lights. We were called to shine in darkness, to be examples of a way that the world denies, a way that the world does not follow, to go against the world's standards. For most of us, we have been lights in maybe the early evening of this world's demise, as this society quickly breaks down. We haven't had to be in utter darkness so far. We've been examples to those around us, but we haven't really have to face dire circumstances, dire persecutions, because of the way that we believe and the way that we follow after the way, like so many of those that came before us have had to do. And I'll read Hebrews 11:35, starting with breaking into this. Others were tortured, talking about Christians, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still, others had trial of mockings and scourging, yes, and of chains and imprisonment, all things that we haven't had to face up to this point. Continuing, they were stoned and they were sawn in two. They were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. That talks about people that really had to go through torment, that really had to face dire persecution in order to keep this way. As darkness around us grows, so too will the examples and the light of our lives set us apart. To the point, as we know, as it prophesied in the near future, there will be persecutions for the way that we profess, just like our elder brother Christ faced. So we read in John 15, starting in 18, which I'll cite, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." Now, the world professes to be Christian. The world professes to know Christ, but through their actions, they don't. Through their actions, they profess their own belief, their own man-made version of what is the way. And more, we are going to stand out of the crowd. We're going to be different because we are professing what Christ has said, what only can be revealed through his Holy Spirit. We have had, in most of our lifetimes, had it much easier than those that preceded us in following the way. We've each faced trials and tribulations without doubt because of Christ living within us. But undoubtedly, those trials are going to continue. Those trials are going to grow. Those trials are going to become more and more difficult, to the point that we have to really prove, not just to ourselves, but to God the Father, that we are willing to follow this way. But that being said, we have to know that we are not alone to face these persecutions. Paul, who faced enormous persecution for following the way, knew that there was a way through these trials, through these persecutions. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 to begin with. Second Corinthians 4 and beginning in verse 8, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our mortal flesh. We are hard-pressed. We are becoming more and more pushed to really prove and really stand out and to profess the way as it becomes more and more, and it will become more and more uncomfortable to do so in this world. Paul also stated in 2 Corinthians 7, beginning in verse 4, great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation. For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. On every side. This was how Paul lived his life. He was attacked. He was imprisoned. We know all the different things that we've read about that he had gone through because of the way, because of how he stood out in following after Christ's examples. And Christ himself highlights one of the more important keys necessary for salvation, especially in these trying times. Luke 19 and verse 41. And I believe this might be from the Common English Bible translation. Luke 19, verse 41 through 44. As Jesus came to the city and observed it, and this is speaking about Jerusalem, he wept over it. He said, if only you knew on this of all days the things that lead to peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. The time will come when your enemies will build fortifications around you, encircle you, and attack you from all sides. They will crush you completely. You and the people within you, they won't leave one stone on top of another within you because, and this is key, because you didn't recognize the time of your gracious visit from God. That same thing can be said about all of the Israelite countries today. But Paul understood this requirement of taking into consideration the importance of Christ coming on this earth. He understood that requirement and he practiced it. He overcame and successfully, as we know, ran that race that was set before him. 2 Timothy 4. Verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but all those who have loved his appearing. And that's the key. Paul loved Christ's appearing. And we know we can, as we get more into the scripture, we know that loving Christ means following after his examples. Christ said that about Jerusalem when he was saying that. And that was the reason they didn't accept him. They didn't love what Christ brought to this world. Paul did. He loved that appearing, and that helped him conquer sin, conquer those trials. You know, that begins with this, that love. It begins with loving the Father. And that goes back to the Ten Commandments, the beginning commandments of loving God the Father, and also loving his Son completely by following those commandments that were given to us. And that is key for us to be protected in a Satan-inspired world that is quickly growing to an end. Because we know Satan doesn't rest. He is your accuser and he is my accuser, day and night, day after day after day, constantly. In Job 1, beginning in verse 9, we see that for those of us that do love the way, there is protection for us, as Job was given. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him and his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, his possessions, and have increased in the land." A hedge around Job. For those of us that love God, for those of us that love Jesus and his appearing, while we are attacked on all sides, while we go through these trials, we also are protected on all sides by God the Father. Because as Job was talked about by God, a blameless and upright. Us having those kind of characteristics of following after God will give us that protection. Because, you know, we are going to have Satan attacking us for all time that we are on this earth. On every side, he will not give up. But if we love what Christ did, if we love what Christ revealed, each of us will have God on our side, protecting us constantly.